B-Pod Studios.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher and Rich on 95, the Sports Hub.
You do whatever it takes. This is your dream to win this thing. And when your back's against the wall and you know they're one away, you know, it hurts a little bit. But I think I got a different perspective when our guys stepped up and just talked about being in this position and knowing that if we just do our jobs, we're a family. We believe in each other. And just the thought of it being over tonight was terrifying. Like, you know, I mean, we come all this way and we come together when it matters. And I think tonight was just a good example of that.
Russ, far side, squeezed it up top. Carlo, wrister, Binnington, they score! Brandon Carlo celebrates, Bruins 2, Blues nothing.
Let's go, Bruins!
Rebound, Russ, what a stop out in front. Parayko tees it up, Rasmus save as he took that right in the midsection.
The puck disappears for a second. There you see hung up in his gear.
Reached up with the left hand and stared it.
Coleman is shot. He scores! Coleman with his brilliant goal, his first ever in the Stanley Cup playoffs to make it a 3-0 game.
Play pumped off the puck by Corrali, centered out in front. Pasternak shoots, he scores! The forecheck generates a turnover. David Pasternak with a head fake. Got Binnington just a bit, and then he snaps it in. Bruins 4, Blues 1.
What we all dream about doing. I mean, we're here for a reason, and you know, everyone that plays hockey, you know, grows up and dreams of playing in this moment, and to see him kind of set the tone that way, you know, made us all want to run through a wall.
Char's gonna try it long range, shoot, he scores! The Bruins captain, Sedano Chara, from the hash marks near circle of his own zone, lofts one in from long range, and empty net goal, Bruins 5, Blues 1.
And Sedano Chara has made it 5-1.
And the horn sounds. The Boston Bruins roar in front of the St. Louis Blues with 4 goals in the third period. Rask was terrific. The penalty killer's magnificent. And the Boston Bruins have forced a game 7 on Wednesday that'll take place at TD Garden to decide the Stanley Cup.
And the whole hockey world loves a game 7, so it should be a great night in Boston, and may the best team win.
So, shifting gears completely, David Ortiz, obviously you know it now, was shot in the back. It was apparently, they're reporting an assassination attempt. It was two police officers that had taken bribes.
Well, this is, okay, so there's actually a mix of things that are being reported out there and kind of like, a, you know, I don't want to say conflicting stories, but I think the way that things were presented yesterday are a little bit different than what we see now from several reports that came out. Now, it was at this place called the Dial Bar and Lounge on Sunday night, and the motive is becoming a little bit clear. So according to a friend, we mentioned this earlier, of David Ortiz, who was at the bar, there was the sound of a single gunshot that sent everyone running. Ortiz tried to run, but he fell to the ground. His friend, whose name was Eliezer Salvador, he was able to help Ortiz onto his feet and led him to his car. He saw then that Ortiz had been shot, and he told him, don't you die on me. So he got Ortiz in the backseat of his car. But as we were talking about, his car was trapped between two others. So he had to hit both of them to get out. He said, I hit the front, I hit the back to open up space. He then drove hitting speeds of 120 miles per hour during what was like a 6 or 7 minute ride. Now, Ortiz wanted to go to this certain hospital, but his friend said, no, let's go to this closer one that's very good. But Ortiz insisted. So even though he was shot, they took him to the one that was further away. So Ortiz, I guess, looked down and thought he'd been shot twice. But Salvador, his friend, had opened up his shirt and said, look, it was just once. It came out. It was a clean shot. You're going to be fine. You're not going to die. So Ortiz was conscious and he was talking throughout the ride. But he had started to weaken by the time they got to the hospital. His friend said that Ortiz never cried out or in pain or talked about death. Ortiz said he had no idea, however, why he was shot. He couldn't figure it out. So when they got to the hospital, Salvador helped undress him to make sure that they took special care of his jewelry, also his blood-soaked clothing. But when they got to the hospital that Ortiz wanted to go to, there were no doctors present when they arrived.
So don't get sick in the Dominican Republic.
Just nurses who took him in.
My mom, when we were in Grand Cayman, had like this heart issue that she had to go to the hospital for, and they were prepared for it. There were doctors right there.
Imagine
she had to take an ambulance.
Imagine being like having a getting shot, and you're like bleeding all over the place, and you go arrive at the hospital. But then again, that was the one that Ortiz wanted to go to. So they were.
I wonder why he wanted to go that one.
Maybe trust the doctor who works there. I have no idea, but they're waiting.
Was late getting there. He works there. He just wasn't.
But there were
present.
No doctors there. Wasn't. According to this,
the guy he wanted to see was asleep.
Yes. Apparently. So they're waiting for him for a while, and now the question is, what was the motive? And as of right now, one of the suspects who we mentioned who was caught, because there were two guys, I guess, in the motorcycle. One guy drove it. Another guy was the one who went in and did the shooting. He's recovering from his injuries from getting his ass kicked by these club patrons after his apparent murder attempt that went wrong. But the Daily Mail and the New York Post have now published stories that paint a strange picture as to why someone may have wanted Big Poppy killed. So according to the Daily Mail, police in the Dominican Republic believe Ortiz was shot by two cops hired by a Dominican Republic drug lord who believed that David Ortiz was having an affair with his wife.
Two reasons people get shot most of the time, unless it's money or women. That's the two things that people get shot over more than anything else on the planet.
Well, three law enforcement sources have confirmed the motive, apparently, according to the paper. The drug lord has not been named. On Monday, Ortiz's representatives denied that the shooting had anything to do with a woman, but said it was the act of hired killers. He said, quote, "There is no doubt that it was an act of hired killers. If we had known that there was a dangerous situation, he would not have been at that bar at the moment."
Well, yeah.
He said, on top of that, according to a this is interesting because there's a Dominican paper in the Dominican Republic that questioned some of Ortiz's friends. Now, they asked for confidentiality, and they said that they had already warned him of the danger that he was running by seeing a woman related to a guy being involved in matters related to the world of drugs.
That's quite a sentence right there.
Yeah.
matters of the world related to drugs?
I had to Google Translate.
Okay.
So,
right.
Not quite sure. That's the way it came out. Basically, I said, don't be messing around with a drug lord's wife.
That's the way Pasternak would say. Yeah.
Probably. Well, despite the warnings from his inner circle, they said, according to the sources, Ortiz continued to frequent the company of the woman, and they believe that's what incited the crime. So, I mean, at least now that he's out of the, and if you didn't hear last night, the Red Sox did something kind of awesome. They took their private plane out there. They were able to pick him up and fly him back here. He's at Mass General right now.
I don't even think it was their plane. I think they hired a mobile ambulance plane or whatever the hell they're called.
But they took care of it. It was on their tab. So they got him out of there. And so
do you think the station would take care of me if I was in the Dominican Republic?
There's no question, Fred.
You think the Beasley family would go send a private ambulance?
All
plane?
The brothers and Caroline, they'd all be there for you. Understand.
Thank you.
But this is something that not only is he an MGH, which is good news because obviously the best doctors in the world, you know, many of them are right here. And so I'm sure he's getting the best care that he could possibly get. But the other thing is, if this is indeed the case and you believe this story, getting him the hell out of the Dominican Republic when he's got a hit out on him is probably one of the best things you can do right now.
And I guarantee he goes back because it's his home. He's apparently the most famous person in the Dominican Republic. And his friends are there, and I guarantee you he goes back. I mean, there's got to be a way to work it out.
When do you go back?
Well, that's a question I can't answer.
I mean, if you know that this is the case, and there is someone very powerful who has obviously a contract on you, or has got, and that's the thing, too. If they were posing as police officers, where do you think you're safe? Like, if you can't be protected down there, you don't know who's on your side and who's being paid off by these guys.
Right.
And that's how it happens in a lot of these countries that have, like, these cartels.
Right.
You know, a lot of the police officers are on the take, and you don't know who to trust.
So Serpico style. But I would...
I was thinking more Sicario, but, you know.
Okay, well, listen, some of us know classics, and some of us just know the latest trends. I don't know when he would go back, and I wouldn't go back, but I'm not... I don't have that relationship with that country. I don't have that kind of fame. I mean, he feels like he has huge ties to the
He's the king of the Dominican Republic.
Right, and he does a lot of charity work there, and he does a lot of things, and, you know, he wants to take care of the people there. So I would imagine that he goes back. But you really want me to take three?
Yeah. I mean, it's someone who's had experience in the Dominican Republic in a hotel, in a hospital down there. I find that interesting.
A little bit different. Brandon, go ahead.
Yeah, so my wife turns out to be like the poster girl for don't drink the water in foreign countries.
Yeah.
So she thought because she was at some fancy resort, she could get ice in her drink. She ended up with parasites and they like infected her kidneys. It was terrible. She was down there for like a week. But basically the hospitals, I guess one of them, which I'm assuming is the one that Ortiz wanted to go to, has either Cuban or Cuban trained doctors who are actually very good.
Mm-hmm.
And the other ones are awful. But even that one, I mean, the nurses, she's diabetic, and the nurses were checking her sugar, telling her sugars were low, even though they were high, and just like force feeding her Gatorade, and she went into like ketoacidosis, and it wasn't fun. She had to get out of there.
Well, the other thing is no matter how good they might be, even if they're the best, you know, chances are the ones at MGH are going to be better. Just because the best doctors in the world,
yeah,
there. Yeah. I mean, no matter how, even if they're
country.
Great, yeah, I know.
Wait a second. You got to couch that, Rich. That's a bold statement you make. But yes, obviously the hospitals are better here.
But the thing that's scary about all this is we don't know if any of this is true right now. It's being reported by the Daily Mail and the New York Post kind of had something along the lines of. The one thing we do know is just by watching the video, this wasn't a robbery. This wasn't an accident. Somebody tried to kill David Ortiz.
And they didn't kidnap him for money. They didn't do anything. They wanted him dead.
Well, or did they want to send a message? Because if they wanted him dead, don't you shoot him in the head?
I don't know, man. They shot him in the back. I mean, I don't think they shot him in the back and said, there's your message. What are you doing?
What are you talking about? I mean, if these guys are going to kill him, why would you walk up and shoot him in the back?
Maybe it was the most convenient way. Maybe they didn't want to show their guns because they didn't want to get shot right away. Maybe they wanted to maybe they felt that
maybe they wanted him to torture him. Maybe they wanted to paint the death to be slow and painful.
They were sending a message.
Or maybe the guy just freaked out at the last minute, got nervous in a crowd, and just shot him, you know, without having to raise up his gun high so he could get out quick.
Okay, well, let's say they did
want to. One of 100 things.
Well, let's say they did want to kill him and not send a message. Let's say that that's the case. Is he safe in America?
Yes. I would imagine yes.
I don't know.
I would imagine that's a guy who has a ton of power in the Dominican Republic.
We're beginning to quote movie scripts.
Scripts? Somebody put a hit out on
him. I understand that, but I mean, who to know? Is this a drug lord who's worldwide? Is he indigenous to the Dominican? Is he small time? Is he big time? Does he have the reach to bring, you know, to have a guy dress up as an orderly and sneak his way onto the third floor of Mass General and put something in the guy's IV drip? I mean, these are the movie scripts we're beginning to follow here. I mean, I think we're running pretty far afield.
But these are not dumb questions to ask.
Do you think it was to send a message was a really dumb question?
I don't think so.
All right, explore it.
Explore what?
Explain your thinking.
Okay, well, maybe they didn't want to kill him because they didn't want him dead, but they wanted to say, stop hooking up with this drug dealer's wife.
So the plan was to shoot him in the back to send a message.
Or to shoot him where he wouldn't die, yes.
And so getting one through the colon and getting that shot and getting it through your vital organs was as a warning.
It's not vital if he's not dead.
That makes a lot more sense than is he safe in America?
What, that they were trying to send a message by shooting him in
the back? So you don't think that's a good question? If there's a drug lord with a hit out on him, is he safe in America? You think that's a dumb question?
I think
you think crime just immediately stops at the border?
I didn't say that.
That's what you're saying.
Our president believes that. All I'm saying is that you look at this, Rich, and I think I understand there are two reports. It's the Mail in London, right? The Daily Mail in London and the New York Post are saying that.
And the Dominican paper.
Ortiz was hooking up with a drug lord's wife, and this is the drug lord answering back.
What's that?
Why wouldn't they want him dead?
Because, you don't want to kill the guy. You want to send a message to scare him away.
Why wouldn't you just kill him?
Because maybe they realize that if he gets killed, then that could, maybe people love him so much that they might turn on the, I don't know, the whole country would turn on him. Because, I mean, he is like the king.
As opposed to just severely wounding him.
Yes, and sending a message. I think it would be completely different.
Would the hitman have a book of anatomy on him where he would know where
you're telling me that in the history of organized crime, no one has ever been sent to send a message?
Yeah, to shoot a guy in the leg or something. I don't think you shoot him in the back.
All right, Mark Jamilli has chimed in on Twitch, and I think we have the answer to all of this.
Yes.
Mark Jamilli seems to think that Ortiz isn't safe anywhere. He needs Bird to protect him.
Well, Mark Jamilli always quick with the one-liners. Mark Jamilli, and way to go on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Were you just watching yourself?
No, I just happened to look.
All right, well, there's so many theories running around. We will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's country.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
If the Sports Hub.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, David Ortiz is probably the most beloved and one of the most important players in our history, leading us to multiple World Series championships, an active member in the community. Be hard-pressed to think of anyone more beloved than David. And you can imagine how this has impacted the Red Sox organization. I know how it's impacted many of you who are here who love David. And it's a very difficult day for the organization.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're touching Rich Ortiz at Mass General, getting taken care of for the gunshot wounds. He was shot in the Dominican Republic. You know that now. The idea is that it was a drug kingpin that hired cops to come up behind him. Rich raises the question if he's safe in the United States and also if they were trying to send a message and not kill him by shooting him in the back. Bob, go ahead.
Hey, guys. You know, one of the things that in reference to what we're talking about, the theory here, that if it is, I mean, drug lords know drug lords. And all of a sudden, Ortiz spells it out that most likely you'll see a huge presence of police over MGH, or either that they'll move him to an undisclosed hospital. But it's just that I think that's what spell it out for us around here in Boston as to what the theory is based on what everyone else is saying outside of the press.
I mean, I would think the safest place in the world right now is Boston. There's nobody who, there's no Boston cop that's going to want anything to happen to David Ortiz. Is there a city outside of the Dominican Republic where he's more beloved than here?
And if you're a drug kingpin in the Dominican Republic, I don't know what that means about your power in the United States. Yeah. You can't pretend to know.
I don't either.
Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was thinking about, like, along the lines of Rich. Like, if you get shot in the gut, there's a high probability of getting sepsis from all the bacteria that's in your intestines. So, I mean, that's a pretty slow and painful way to go if it was a message. Like, you know,
that was Wallach's theory.
Damn right.
Rich's theory was that they were not trying to kill him.
No, I said that could have happened, that maybe they were trying to send a message instead of
killing
him.
Long, slow death.
It is.
Sepsis is exactly what I was thinking.
Mortality rate. I think the mortality rate for sepsis is like 50% in the United States, so I can't imagine what it is in Dominican.
My dad had sepsis.
Ugly.
I'll tell you, yeah. I mean, he was shot by, in the back, but was it an assassination attempt or was it a tip to get him on the verge of death and then have him recover? Let's go to Raphael. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good.
Hey. So I'm Dominican, and I could tell you some stories about when I've gone to Dominican Republic. Out there, there's a lot of haters. If they see you with money, they're going to come after you by any means necessary. The police are very, very corrupt. You could buy them with a $5 bill. So I believe it was an attempt on his life, and I believe the person came up kept the gun low, probably thinking if I shoot him close range in the back, I have a good chance of getting away, considering that he was a cop and maybe people knew who he was and they didn't know, you know, exactly who did it. The Dominican people, I'm Dominican, are very, very, very extremely corrupt, especially if you got money. It doesn't matter who you are. If you got money and they need it, they're going to come and kill you. And that's just a sad story coming from a Dominican person myself.
Well, it's kind of interesting, Rafael, is that, you know, Ortiz has talked about this before, and he's talked about the rough neighborhood that he was in. And, you know, since it's his home, you know, how do you not continue to go back? But I just wonder how long you would wait until you returned home if this was indeed the case. And as I said, there's three different places saying this. You know, whether you trust the Daily Mail, that's a legit question. Whether you trust the New York Post, whether you trust this Dominican paper where they said that they interviewed his friends. To be quite honest, out of all of them, the Dominican paper is almost the one that I would believe the most, is that, you know, they have access to all these guys, and apparently, according to them, they're all talking to him, and they say that they warned him not to go messing around with this woman because she's connected with drugs, or whatever. Well, it was mistranslated.
It was an assassination attempt. They didn't take any money. I mean, they came up. They knew it was him, and they came up. I mean, I completely disagree with that they were trying to send a message. I don't think that these guys have anatomy books. No, they're trying to kill the guy. And so, you know, what would be the reason? I mean, that's a perfectly plausible reason.
Well, there was a pretty heartfelt moment yesterday. Pedro Martinez, obviously one of his good friends. And you talk about the Dominican Republic. I mean, it kind of goes, David Ortiz is one, and then Pedro's probably 1A, like right there with him. And Pedro was asked about how he was feeling after the news of hearing that his friend David Ortiz was shot.
If there's something that I must say about David, is that David has been a strong-hearted person, someone that's used to perseverance, a great role model to society, to baseball in general, as a human being, a great father. I don't have enough words to describe how, you know, who David is, what David means to baseball. But I'm so disappointed to know that someone like David, who saved so many lives, can have someone after his life. And I'm sorry, I get. I'm sorry. But it hurts me. It hurts me. A guy that saves lives, I'm sorry, reach a level that everybody that works, everybody that goes out there every day wants to reach. Whoever works, whoever gets to any job wants to get to what David got. To success in life, to be a role model, to be that person that everybody wants to see and wants to hug. And to see someone just want to take his life away is in such a coward way. It bothers me. It bothers me deeply. And I feel for David like a brother, like a family member, like a colleague, a teammate. I just can't take it. And I'm here sitting with you guys, and I'm trying to have fun, but my heart is with David, with his family, with everybody that cares about David. Because it's just one coward out there that wanted to do that to someone that didn't deserve it. There's no place or space.
That clip right there makes the Bob Myers crying, the GM of the Warriors, seem even worse.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, you know, this guy just had his best friend shot and nearly killed.
Right, and he's in, like, you know, he's not in a good place right now.
Right.
And then you've got what happened with Kevin Durant last night, and the GM goes out there and just starts crying in front of everybody.
Right.
Kind of puts things in perspective a little bit.
Right. He was crying because someone who was a multi-millionaire had snapped their Achilles. And there's no coming back from that. Your life is ruined for the rest of your days.
Who's that?
Kevin Durant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's good. It's the end.
Yeah. His quality of life is going to just go down the crapper. All right. Let's go to headlines when we come back. Rich, people are being creative again.
They are. They are trying to make their tributes to the Boston Bruins.
All right. It is Boston Bruins Game 7 again. If you can get here. We start at 6 o'clock in the parking lot here at Morrissey Boulevard, 55 Morrissey Boulevard in Dorchester. One of the finest locations in the whole city. So easy to get
centrally
to.
Centrally located, Fred.
Just right there, and especially with the T right here at JFK.
Take the train.
Take the train. It should be up, and moving in about next Stanley Cup final. But, yeah, so, you know, don't worry about traffic. And sometime before, it's going to be a raffle situation, and sometime before 9 o'clock, we are going to give those tickets away. Again, we're looking for instruments that don't have to be plugged in. If you have a marching band and you would like to go out there and then you would like to come up to the studio, we can arrange for that. You can DM Rich at Toucher and Rich, and we'll have all that for you.
Get many marching band replies yet?
Yeah, I got a bunch yesterday, but I have not gotten any confirmed yet.
You got to corral a lot of people.
No, I understand. I just wanted to know what the response was like.
Everett High School marching band.
Hey, now.
How about that? Everett High School reached out to me.
Hey, now.
And they said that they wanted to be part of it, so I reached out back to them, and I have not heard back.
Okay.
So, Bird, can you pull some strings over there?
Bird, do you have the juice or not here?
Dude, you're the king of Everett. You're the king of Everett. Make it happen,
Bird. He's got to just yell outside. I mean, there's no use for the phones.
Otherwise, like we'll just bring in Malden Catholic.
Does he have like the Everett conch shell that he like blows? Except it's like a Monster Energy drink
that only the guys from Kelly's can hear.
It's like a Four Loko can.
That's right, yeah.
Four Loko.
Mike, sorry.
Dan, go look at how many texts he's exchanged with his text chain today.
Put out the bird signal.
He has his phone in his hand, so he's doing it now.
Yeah, he has him and his friends are constantly texting each other on a text chain every single day.
They're up at all hours.
Yeah, they all have kids. They're up early.
Oh, they're up. Yeah, they're up early. They all have kids.
They all have kids. I mean, it's not. I'm sure it's a lot different than what 13-year-old girls do. As you have a text chain with all your friends sharing your every thought. All right, here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get the app, get the Sports Hub, get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Win it Bruin style. Bruin style. It's playoff time, and now Chicago plays the Bruins. And just like playing Pittsburgh, we will leave this team in ruins. We'll bring the Stanley back to Boston, because we are the Bruins. Winning games is what we're doing. We've got Tuukka Rask. This guy knows how to stop the puck, and he moves very fast. Don't mess with Thornton, because that guy knows how to kick your ass. Don't mess with Jagr, Patrice Bergeron. Don't poke the bear. Do not poke the bear. Beat the Blackhawks, let's beat the Blackhawks for the cup. We want the cup. We'll beat the Blackhawks, yes, beat the Blackhawks for the cup. We want the cup. And this is how we're gonna get the Stanley Cup. Win it Bruin style. Hey, David Krejci. Win. Win, 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 win it Bruin style. Hey, David Krejci. Win. Win it Bruin style.
Is that his best chorus?
No, Craigslist Killer. Craigslist Killer's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm a Craigslist killer. Killer for money.
He thought he could get away.
Or octoplets.
Yes, yes, 1,000 times that's, yes.
Octoplets is not
yeah,
a chorus.
Chorus. It's like
that's just the final word of like the whole thing. Lucky me, lucky me. Octoplets.
It's the best.
Do we have octoplets?
Everything. Best of everything.
That's worth playing once a month.
That is Mike behind the Mike Callahan, by the way. That right there. When that was from several years ago. He has made a few since then. I you know what? I don't know if we have the whole. Let me see if I can.
I think we found it the other. Like,
no, we heard
months
it.
Ago.
Yeah. We heard it. I mean, within the last month.
I know, but I have, you know.
Octoplets.
You know him saying that.
But
do
the
you
whole
have,
song.
Mike, what was it labeled? Everything's all labeled weird, and it's my fault. But. Refresh. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
One of the great things in show history.
No, give us the whole song.
No. Give me 15 seconds to pull it
okay,
up.
Okay, I was going to say. You don't cut off greatness.
No, you can't do that.
All right, yes. The one of the finest moments in show history was when Mike the Mike Callahan was ripping satire on the headlines.
Well, that was right. that was his job. As we said, all right, write three songs about something that's going on currently in the news. And boy, this was, when was the Octomom?
I think we were
2010,
still
maybe.
Yeah. Maybe not still BCN, but
okay. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Little kids, everywhere I turn, I can see them. Little kids, night and day, I eat, sleep, and breathe them. I'm a very single woman, no income. I'd like to raise a giant family, but I'll admit, my life's been I hope I make the mother of the year. Some women get pregnant with triplets. Some women get pregnant with twins. Lucky me, look at what I'm pregnant with. Octuplets.
That's it.
Cannot deny the greatness of that song.
Just kind of goes to the stratosphere.
What song is that, though?
That's from Annie.
Yeah.
And the only reason I know that is because I think I actually asked that on
the air. I'm dripping with little girls. I've heard this song.
That's the only time he's been creepy.
Yeah.
Octuplets.
No, he's like, I eat, breathe, and
I don't know how much of that is from the actual, like, song.
I don't know. But there you go. I'm not...
The Craigslist killer.
So we've got that going on. And tomorrow morning, once again, a reminder, if you want to win tickets to, and the price has gone up even since this morning for Game 7 on the secondary market, I've taken a look, and it's still hovering. It's around like $2,000 with fees and everything just for one ticket to get into the game tomorrow night. So a pair being about $4,000 just for the worst seats. These are arguably the most expensive tickets in Boston sports history. And I'm talking about here in town to see a game, because we went back and there aren't, like, you know, think of the World Series. Those were won out of town. Super Bowl's not in town. Right here, and even all the Super Bowls, I think that the ticket price wasn't as expensive as $4,000 or $2,000.
The average ticket price has got to be more for this.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Especially when on the glass, it's like over, it's five figures to be on the glass. So if you want a pair of tickets, you want to win it, you can come to the station tomorrow morning between 6 and about 8:30. Just come to 55 Morrissey in Dorchester, and we are going to pick sometime before 9 o'clock a random winner from outside in the crowd.
All right. Well, people are very excited, Rich, and they are taking the song.
They are, and I will spare you. I'm not going to play, of course, the great one about the bones of Bobby Orr.
No. It's time to give someone else.
I'm going to play that plenty tomorrow, so just, you know, we'll save it for then. But people continue to submit songs, and we have a song from a guy that we haven't heard from in about 5 years.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. And it's not the singing plumber.
That's the first guy I thought of. Please let it be the singing plumber.
The singing plumber doesn't like me. He took his talents. He used to email me and go, listen, if you're not playing my stuff, I'm taking it to Zolak.
Yep.
And he followed through with it.
And you stared him down.
Singing plumber was all right.
Jets suck.
Nope. It's Uncle Diesel.
Oh, hell,
the rapper. No. That's Jungle Up.
Oh, no. This isn't the Antonio Cromartie guy.
No, that Jungle is Antonio Cromartie.
Oh, that's not Uncle Diesel. I thought that was Uncle Diesel.
No, Uncle Diesel's the guy that likes to take out what sounds like a cassette recorder and sing over the recordings on the cassette.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that is that. No. Jungle Up was this guy.
And he has a video where there's like two girls.
Right.
One of whom is, I find attractive, dancing next to him, like in front of this brick wall.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Antonio Cromartie.
All right, so am I playing this or are you
playing this? You're playing this.
All right, this is Uncle Diesel.
In the beginning ride, just playing it the way it's written.
Best thing for a parody song is about 45 seconds of instrumental beforehand.
The best thing to do is to get right to the yucks, and he goes, eh.
All right, here we go, 40 seconds here.
Pass a buck, pass it on to me. Time to make a bleed, my Sean, little ball of hate. The rest are always, always watching me. Get in the box, yes, you number six. It's three, Marshawn. Marshawn, a little ball of hate. Oh, are you ready, Boston? Go, let's get it on. Whoa, yeah. Little ball of hate can instigate you. Oh, yeah. Boston.
This is another example of a guy trying to keep it down.
I don't want to wake up the people upstairs.
Yeah, this is another example of someone just trying to keep it down.
Boston.
Shh. And just let it ride.
Talking to me.
What?
Drinking Jaeger from the Stanley Cup. When it's gone, then you fill it up, Michonne. Michonne, little ball of hate. Take him out with a no-look pass. Drop the gloves, it's time to kick some ass, Michonne. Michonne, little ball of hate.
Is it English now?
Oh, are you ready, Boston? Oh, let's get
All right, I get the idea.
Can I hear if he just does the entire solo and lets it ride without saying anything? We can hear it off the air. You don't have to play it now.
I should be able to tell by the...
Oh, hang on. I forgot about the breakdown.
Yeah.
There you are, little ball of hate. I want to thank you. You are the instrument from which we can bitch slap the Canadians.
Canadians?
Without going to jail. And I do appreciate it. So Boston, let's raise our beers and make a toast to all the fans from coast to coast to coast. And little ball of hatred, we're with you every step of the way, all the way to the Stanley Cup. We'll help you drink that Jaeger.
He just kind of gave up.
Yeah, because they're singing on that.
Yeah.
We started this band.
None of that. You got none of that in there.
All right. So we will be right back. Judd Sirok going to join us in studio at 9 o'clock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Cody, you go ahead.
Cody, what's up, man?
Hey. So, think about this for a second, just because it's timely and would make the entire building blow up and 10 Bruins run through every single wall in sight. What if everything went black before the game and all you hear is, "This is our bleeping city," and then David Ortiz came out raising that flag.
He is not going to be at the game. Can we stop this?
He's in critical
condition. Dude, the guy is like having a hard time. He's right now, he's fighting. I don't want to say fighting for his life. That might be extreme, because according to reports, that's not the case. But he's in stable condition, which means he's not going anywhere for a while.
He's in stable condition, but the doctor said yesterday there's still severe injuries.
There's no way days after getting shot and it hitting your, taking out your gallbladder.
He got shot in the back and it went through his liver and intestine.
I keep hearing this and I'm like, he's not going to show up waving a flag.
Well, in fairness, he probably is, has a fondness for the Bruins.
Now, will there be a moment before the game where they do something Ortiz related? Of course there will be. You know, whether it's a montage that shows him from the past wishing the Bruins good luck, because I'm sure he's recorded many things before where he said that. I'm sure that will be up there. On top of that, whether or not it is Tom Brady, who I think we're all assuming that it's going to be Tom Brady tomorrow night because it has to be Tom Brady, and whether he's going to wear an Ortiz jersey, whatever. Something is going to be done. He's not going to be there. Can we stop with that?
Well, I mean, you know, people have gone through more and still showed up to wave a flag for really no reason. I'm sure that he's fine. I mean, they just have to take out a chunk of his liver and go and fix his intestine.
So this is
he's been in medical care for a couple days.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. So this is pretty good news. I guess this was just announced. The officials for tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, this was announced yesterday.
Okay, it was late yesterday. Okay, I'm just not seeing here. Are going to be the same ones as Game 6.
Now,
which I thought Game 6 was an excellent game.
Here's the thing.
As far as the officiating was concerned.
Here's the thing, and we know the Bankroll Boys love the wrangle. When these two guys have worked together in the playoffs, up until Game 6, the Blues were 5-0. Last night, or two nights ago, was the first time those two guys had worked together in six games with the Blues that St. Louis had lost. So if you're a bettor and you're playing the wrangle, these two officials, the Blues are now 5-1 with them working together.
As bad as that might look, it's better than anyone who was on the ice for Game 5.
No, I'm not taking it either way. You looked at the game and you're like, okay, that's a penalty. You know, they let these guys play on. I thought the game was very well officiated. Game 6 was very well officiated, and I agree with having those two guys there. I'm just saying the numbers, if you would just kind of parachute it in and you weren't really a hockey fan, you would look at that and go, oh, okay, St. Louis is favored to win.
I mean, they're going to have to set a precedent because the suspensions, as everyone knows, it goes without saying, don't matter. So you're going to have to call penalties on the ice. You can't just wait for secondary discipline. I mean, you're going to have to.
Especially if it's a close game, late second period.
Well, they let them go, it's going to be insane.
Yep.
I mean, it's going to be a bunch of bodies laying around.
That's the thing. It's going to be real difficult to call anything if you get past the midway point of the second period and it's tied or it's one goal either way.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what's over the top and what isn't? I mean, that's really hard. You've got to be the best of the best to handle that.
That gives St. Louis an advantage if they go and do whatever the hell they want.
Yep.
So look for them having to keep control, some amount of control tomorrow. I mean, you can't be hitting guys from behind. They gotta keep an eye on all of that. All right. I take it Judge Surratt may not even get here today.
He's efforting his way. He is on his way, but the traffic
because
is
if you
really
don't
bad.
Know the JFK stop, the train went off the track. The trolley went off the track. I don't
train red line train derailment.
Train. I'm not aware
the
of
trolley derailment was the other day.
Okay, my bad.
That's the green line.
It's a banner week for the MBTA.
Exactly. I don't think it's just a week. I think
this is about
20 years now.
This is pretty bad.
Yeah. So the traffic outside on Morrissey Boulevard going the opposite way that I go home is atrocious. So do you have to hit that traffic?
Oh, no, I would have to take that traffic, but I will go the long way and spend an extra 15 minutes in the car. Yes.
Yeah. All right, no commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.